Good morning, boys and girls. Today is a very special day because today we are celebrating Mother's Day. So usually on Mother's Day, we all gather together at church with our moms and our grandmoms, and then we go out to lunch. We treat them to lunch at a nice restaurant on Mother's Day. So today, things are a bit different. We can't do all of those things today, but we can still celebrate our moms. And our moms deserve a very special celebration today because over the last several weeks, your mom has had to do lots of extra things. So your mom has been teacher and homework helper, explainer of all math problems. Your mom has been chef and dishwasher and has kept your home going and has cleaned everything to keep you safe. Maybe your mom has been the one going out to buy groceries. Whatever it is, your mom has done a lot over the last several weeks, in addition to all the things that she already does. Now, your dads have done a lot too, but we're going to celebrate them in June. So today we are talking about our moms and how we celebrate them. So today we say thank you to all of the moms who have done so many extra things over the last several weeks. We also say thank you to all the grandmas who have not been able to see their grandchildren but have stepped up and called them, and we remember all their special hugs and all the ways that they are there for us. Today, we celebrate our moms and our grandmas. We also celebrate the other important women in our lives who are like moms to us. There are many women in our lives who maybe have chosen not to have children or who are unable to have children, but instead have chosen to be like moms to us. And so today we celebrate them too. We celebrate our teachers who teach us and who wipe away our tears. We celebrate our Sunday school teachers who teach us how much God loves us. We celebrate all of the special women in our lives today. And we celebrate the fact that they are there for us. Over the last few weeks in particular, they have dried our tears when we have cried. They've helped us figure out why we're sad or mad or why we're laughing at nothing. They have found ways to make us laugh. They have found ways to keep us occupied and to help us still have fun, even though we are in our homes. So today, we celebrate our moms. And to all the moms watching out there, thank you for all that you do, for all that you do for us, for the way that you are there for us. We are so grateful for you. So today we celebrate. So let's pray and thank God for our moms and the special women in our lives. Loving God, thank you for our moms and our grandmas. Thank you for the ways that they help us and teach us. Thank you for all the things they do. And thank you for all the important women in our lives who help us and teach us and who love us for who we are. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.